Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Luke, please. Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Note then verse number 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, be our teacher, we ask and pray. Teach us how to expound the scriptures. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. The scriptures, the word scripture, is a common word within the New Testament in reference to the precious Word of God. And we have noted in weeks gone by that we need to read the Scriptures. Jesus Christ challenged all to be readers of the Scriptures. To what end? That we might gain a knowledge of the Word of God. And also, we are told that we need to search the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures. For ye think ye have eternal life, said the Lord Jesus Christ. Search the Scriptures, that we might have our needs met. We need to be in the Word of God, because the Word of God will meet every spiritual need known to mankind. We also need to know the Scriptures. The Lord Jesus said, "Know ye not the Scriptures and the power of God?" Because it's within the Scriptures that God's power is revealed. To discern the power of God revealed in the Scriptures is for those that know the Scriptures. So we need to be in the Word of God that we might have a greater understanding that our God is all-powerful, that we serve a big God. So God tells us that we need to know the Scriptures. We need to search the Scriptures. We need to read the Scriptures. We find in this passage of Scripture, Luke chapter 24, verse number 27, that our Lord Jesus expounded the Scriptures. He expounded the Scriptures. Note the word expounded there in verse 27. The word expound means to explain thoroughly, to interpret, to translate. The Lord Jesus expounded the Scriptures to these two men on the road to Emmaus. Look at verse number 32, please. And they said one to another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures?" He expounded the Scriptures. He opened unto us the Scriptures. To open, to see within the Scriptures. The central theme of the Scriptures, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. He opened unto us the Scriptures. If the Scriptures are expounded, then successfully the Scriptures are opened. We see. I see will be the heart cry. Isn't it wonderful when you're reading your Bible and the Spirit of God is teaching you and it's all of a sudden you rejoice and you say to yourself, "I see. Yes, I see." Look at verse number 45, please. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. Expound the Scriptures, open unto us the Scriptures, understand the Scriptures. So what does it mean to expound the Scriptures? To expound the Scriptures means that I understand. And more so, I apply the Scriptures in a very personal way. So we need to read the Scriptures. We need to search the Scriptures. We need to know the Scriptures and the power of God that they reveal. And also we need to expound the Scriptures. And we see within this passage of Scripture that the Lord Jesus expounded the Scriptures. How do we expound the Scriptures to gain an understanding of the Scriptures? Jesus Christ expounded the Scriptures to these two men. Their eyes were opened, verse 32, to understanding. Their hearts were touched to application of truth. Beyond head knowledge, their needs were met, and the application of truth was applied to their hearts. How did the Lord Jesus lead these men to an understanding and application of the Word of God? How can we expound the Word of God and have that understanding and be able to say, yes, yes, I see, Lord, I see, I understand. Expounding the Scriptures. How can we expound the Scriptures? How can we help people to understand and apply the Scriptures personally? I'd like for us to study this chapter and note some principles that were evident in this encounter between the Lord Jesus and these two men, in which the Lord Jesus expounded unto them the Scriptures. Their eyes were opened. They had an understanding concerning the teachings of Scripture. Let's study this event and let's see what we can learn and apply personally and truly expound the Scriptures. The first lesson I'd like for us to note is found in principle in verse number 14. Go back to verse number 14, please, of Luke chapter 24. In verse number 13, we are told that two men are making their way back to a place called Emmaus, which is from Jerusalem, about 70 furlongs, which is about 7 or 8 miles, which is about 15 kilometers, roughly. Note then, verse number 14, that they talked together of all things which had happened. How can we expound the Scriptures? How can we help others to expound the Scriptures? That their eyes might be open, that people might have an understanding of the teachings of the Word of God. The first principle I'd like for us to stress this morning is that these two men were inquisitive. They really wanted to know. The Bible teaches us they talked together of all these things which had happened. What things? Things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. See, they really wanted to know. They were talking over the events that have just taken place. They had an end in view. The question on their mind was, what eventuated with Jesus Christ? They wanted to solve this problem. They wanted to solve this mystery between them as they traveled from Emmaus to Jerusalem. And beloved, herein is one principle, a very important principle that will help us all to effectively expound the Scriptures, that our eyes might be open, that we might have an understanding of the Word of God. And it's summed up in Luke 11:9, where Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given thee. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." Or what about Jeremiah 29:13? "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." See, these men were inquisitive. They wanted to know. They were thirsting. They were hungry. They wanted to know what happened to Jesus Christ. Where is Jesus Christ? What happened to his body? It was this thirst in the hearts of these men that led them to a point where the scriptures were expounded before them. And it's no coincidence that these men, with their inquisitive minds, wanting to put all the pieces together, wanting to know what happened to Jesus Christ, that the Lord Jesus turns up. That's no coincidence. "Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Ask and it shall be given to thee." There was a thirst within the hearts of these two men. They wanted answers. They wanted to know. They had a thirst. They had a hunger. And thereby the scriptures were expounded. The scriptures were opened unto them. And they gained understanding from the scriptures because these men wanted to know. They were inquisitive. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Beloved, do you want to know truth? May God generate within our souls and the power of the Holy Spirit, and as we walk with Him, a thirst to know God in a very personal way. These men were inquisitive. It was this thirst within their hearts that led them to a point of where Jesus Christ came to them and expounded unto them the scriptures, and their eyes were open and they had understanding. Look at verses 15 to 18. This leads us to our second point concerning effectively expounding the scriptures. So there was a thirst. They talked together. Not about fluff. No. They didn't just talk about the weather. They talked together, the Bible teaches us, about all these things which had happened in relation to Jesus Christ. Look at verse 15. "And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, that they should not know him." They didn't recognize him. "And he said unto them, What manner of communication are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? Here in verses 15 to 18, we find that the Lord Jesus joins these men as they conversed one with another, as they talked one with another, inquisitive, wanting to know what happened to Jesus Christ. And these men were in communion with Jesus Christ. The presence of Jesus Christ was with them. Now, they did not initially recognize him. He addressed their sadness, verse 17, and tolerated their charge of him being ignorant of the news headlines concerning himself. And the second point I want to stress this morning, if you and I are to effectively expound the scriptures, we need to have a thirst. We need to be inquisitive. We need to have a hunger to know truth and to understand and apply truth. But secondly, there needs to be the presence of Jesus Christ. The presence of the Lord Jesus in salvation, if we're going to be able to have an understanding of the scriptures. See, these men needed enlightenment and had the God of life and light in their midst. And because they had the God of life and light in their midst, they could gain an understanding. Because Jesus Christ was in their midst. If a person is to fully understand and apply the scriptures, they must have the life of the Spirit. They must be in communion with God the Son. Please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verses 14 to 16. In fact, let's read verse 13 as well. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. In other words, they cannot see afar off. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, is discerning, yet he himself is judged of no man. Who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. How do we possess the mind of Christ? Well, we need to possess the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We need to be born again. The Lord Jesus said, except the man be born again, he cannot see or enter into the kingdom of God. And the Bible teaches us that we are born again by the Holy Spirit. When a person repents of their sin and they believe that they are a sinner in need of salvation and they believe that Jesus Christ died for their sins and he was buried and he rose again and if they will turn to Christ and receive Christ as Savior, they are born again by the Holy Spirit of God. And we are no longer what the Bible refers to as a natural man, an unbeliever. We are a spirit-dwelt man. And if we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, then we can have a greater understanding of the Scriptures. In other words, we have the presence of Christ. Jesus Christ is present in the life of every believer in the person of the Holy Ghost. My friend, do you have the life of the Spirit? See, His permanent presence is promised. He will guide us into all truth by the Holy Spirit. In fact, in John 16:13, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. See, because the Lord Jesus was in their presence, they were able to have the Scriptures expounded and their eyes were opened and they had understanding. My friend, this morning, do you have the presence of the Holy Spirit? Do you possess eternal life in Jesus Christ? Have you received Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? See, these men, the Bible teaches us that the Lord Jesus communed with them. He had a relationship with them. Yes, they didn't understand that it was the Lord at this point, but there was communion. There was a relationship. And my friend, unless there's a relationship between you and I and Jesus Christ, how can we possibly understand the Scriptures? Oh yes, you might be able to understand a story here or there, but to really comprehend the teachings of the Word of God, without the work of the Spirit, your labor's in vain. See, we need the presence of Christ in the person of Jesus Christ. These men were not only inquisitive, they were thirsting. They wanted to know. Do you want to know truth? Do you want to have a knowledge of the Word of God? Well, let me ask you, do you have the presence of Jesus Christ within you? Have you been born again? Thirdly, this morning, let's note verses 19 to 24. We see here the gathering of facts. Verse 19, back in Luke 24, 19 to 24. And he said unto them, what things? The Lord Jesus said, what's happened? He knew, but he wanted them to spell out what had happened. And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth. You dummy, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, where have you been? Which was a prophet. This Jesus that came from Nazareth, which was a prophet. A prophet that did mighty deeds and spoke mighty words. This Jesus of Nazareth, verse 20, how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. We believe this is the one that would deliver us from Roman oppression, said these two men. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. It's been 3 days. Where is Jesus? Yea, and a certain woman, a lady that we know, they said to Jesus Christ, also of our company, made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, and when they found not his body, they came saying, and they have also seen a vision of angels which said that he was alive. Verse 24. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. So Jesus Christ encourages these men to present, what do you know? What things? What facts? And beloved, I want to stress the very fact that if you and I are to expound the Scriptures, if God is to open unto us the Scriptures and give us an understanding and application of the Scriptures, then we need to gather the facts. Gather the facts. The truth. The truth is found within the Scriptures. We need to gather all that we know. And as we gather all that we know, God will lead us to a point of understanding. And God will open to us the Scriptures. See, God doesn't confine truth to one part of the Bible. You'll find the same truth repeated throughout the Scriptures. For example, God speaks of His creation in the book of Genesis, but not only in the book of Genesis. The Psalms, Romans, the pastoral epistles, the book of Job, the book of Colossians. So if you and I are to have an understanding of God's creation, then we need to study not only Genesis, but Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and so on and so on. We need to gather the facts. Creation is throughout this book. It's in Genesis, it's in Revelation, it's in Matthew, it's in Job. You'll find the truth that God created throughout the pages of this blessed book. And you and I, beloved, if God is going to expound to us, give us insight and understanding and open our eyes, then we need to gather the facts. And that's what these men were doing. They were gathering all of their facts together. But look at verse number 25. What was the blockage? They had the facts pretty much pretty accurate, except for the point that they make there in verse 21. We trusted that it had been He which should have redeemed Israel. They were looking for a political leader to deliver them. So outside of that little point there, they missed the boat. The other facts were correct. But note the rebuke there in verse number 25. And He said unto them, O fools and slow to heart, to believe all the prophets have spoken. The Lord Jesus rebuked their unbelief. Jesus Christ rebuked them. They did not believe the truth foretold by the prophets of God. It's been well said, man's greatest disorder is unbelief. Jesus Christ humbled them by addressing their lack of faith in believing the truth of the Word of God. Beloved, this is truth. This is the Word of God. From Genesis all the way through to Revelation, this is the divinely inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God. I believe it. I believe it. And if you and I are to have the Scriptures opened up and to have an understanding and to see, we need to believe this book. And Jesus Christ rebuked these disciples and said, look, you've read the prophets. Why didn't you just believe what they said? Unbelief is man's greatest disorder. A failure to believe truth will hinder our ability to understand and apply the Word of God. Oh, the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 13, and He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Unbelief. Look at verse 25. O fools, how would you feel if the Lord Jesus called you a fool? You fool? Wow, what a rebuke. Pretty prophetic, isn't it? And you think your pastor's mean. Well, could you imagine being before our Lord and be called, you fool! For not believing the prophets. And then, verse 28, verses 26 and 27. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? All of this was foretold by the prophets, said the Lord Jesus. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, how gracious is our Lord. He gives them a Bible survey. Takes them from Genesis all the way through and proves to these men that these scriptures, the scriptures are in reference to the person and work of Jesus Christ. He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. God's plan of redemption, my friend, is found within every individual book of the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation. In fact, in Revelation 19:10, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And beloved, if you and I are to expound the scriptures, if we are to have our eyes open to the scriptures, if we are to have an understanding of the scriptures, we must look for Jesus Christ on every page of the Word of God. We must look for the Christ from Moses and all the prophets. He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. We must look for Jesus Christ in the scriptures. Jesus Christ is the central theme of the Bible. In some way, Jesus Christ is pictured, honored, prophesied in every book of the Bible. Every book of the Bible, it's about Jesus Christ. That's the key to expounding the scriptures. Look at verse 28 and 29. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening. The day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. They wanted to spend further time with the Lord Jesus. They wanted to remain in his presence. My friend, if the scriptures are to be expounded to us, we need to be prepared to abide in his presence. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. To remain in our Lord's presence, meditating on Jesus Christ within the scriptures, will lead you and I to a greater understanding of the teachings therein. These two men begged the Lord Jesus. They said, please, don't go. Stay with us. Tarry with us. Abide with us. And my friend, if you and I are to effectively expound the scriptures, we need to be prepared to remain in his presence. Oh, we run to and fro, do we not? As if we've got to conquer the world 10 times per day. Yes, I'm as guilty as you are. But my friend, you and I need to tarry in our Lord's presence. You and I need to spend time in our Lord's presence. They said to the Lord Jesus, don't go. Please stay with us. Abide with us. And my friend, as you quietly spend time in the presence of the Lord with an open heart, an open Bible, in the presence of the Spirit of God, you'll be amazed what God will teach you. As you abide in his presence, he will teach you.
He will open up the Scriptures.
Upon having a meal with him, the Bible teaches us their eyes were opened and they realized that this is their risen Lord. And then from verses 33 to 35, they proclaimed what they now understood. Verse 34, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. They proclaimed it. And then if we had time, we'd read verses 36 and following where the Lord Jesus appears to his disciples. And likewise, he taught them a Bible survey. Verse 44, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. And then the Lord Jesus said in verse 47 that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. You are witnesses of these things, verse 48. Then verse 49, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. See, my friend, Jesus Christ expounded the Scriptures initially to the two on the road to Emmaus and then to the disciples. Their eyes were open. They had understanding. And God made application and he said, you are to be witnesses of these things. And I'm going to empower you to be an effective witness for my cause. They came to a knowledge of God's presence. They understood that God is real and God needs to be proclaimed far and wide. Beloved, we need to read the Scriptures. We need to search the Scriptures. We need to know the Scriptures, and we need to expound the Scriptures. How did the Lord Jesus lead these men to an understanding and application of the Word of God? Well, number one, they were inquisitive. Number two, they were in His presence. Number three, they gathered the facts, the truth. Number four, God had to deal with their unbelief. And number five, Jesus Christ had to remind them that the Scriptures are in reference to me. And number six, they tarried in His presence. Six principles, if applied, will enable you and I to expound the Scriptures. That our eyes might be open, that we might have understanding, an application of the Word of God. My friend, this morning, you will never come to a understanding of all the Scriptures unless you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. You might understand, you might be able to understand the odd story, but you'll never fully understand the foundational teachings of the Word of God without the presence of the Holy Spirit in the person of Jesus Christ. And my prayer for you is this morning, my friend, is to make sure that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. And in having the presence of God's Spirit, God can lead you into truth. Because this is
truth. This is a miracle book. If you don't believe me, the next time you take a trip into the city on the train, or on the bus, or on the ferry, pull out your big King James Bible. Put on your lap. Bow and pray. Read the word. And you just watch people watch you. Why is that? This book's alive. It's powerful. They won't bother looking at you if you're reading the paper. But if you pull out your big King James Bible, your big Bible that's noticeable, you watch people look at you. This book's alive. And we can have understanding of the Word of God if we will apply the principles that our Lord Jesus applied with the two on the road to Emmaus. Let's bow for prayer.